Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I feel
it in the air. In the atmosphere.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just holding on. Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
Yes, a move of God is on the way. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries. I'm so happy you're with us. I'm so happy you're listening, whether you're listening live or in the archives. A little bit later on, Pastor Patricia Benman is going to be joining us because a move of God is on the way. Pastor Patricia Benman is on the way.
Hold on. I know that the move of God,
the move of God is on the way.
Come on, say it.
Just hold on.
Don't go in the town.
Change is coming.
Hang on, my friend.
Feel it in the air.
It's in the atmosphere.
In the atmosphere.
Oh, just hold on.
Giving thanks, Lord, for yet another day, another day of glorifying you, another day, Lord, of knowing that we are blessed by the sacrifice which you made, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to take on our sins, to forgive us, and to free us, Lord, from the bonds and the holds of all the negativities that are surrounding us. I'm talking about negative people. I'm talking about negative TV commercials. And what's negative? Anything that takes your and my attention, our attention, off you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. Lord, in this moment, we ask that you open the gates and the windows of heaven and shower us from head to toe, from the bottom of our feet, Lord, to the top of our heads. Yes, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost move in and cleanse us, Lord. I feel it in my fingertips, Lord. Just take it all through my body. Take it through our listeners' bodies. Lord, just let that Holy Ghost go right down through their spine, Lord, and go out through all the nerves, cleaning and cleansing the body. Lord, most importantly, I pray that you will cleanse our thoughts. Take away from any of our deeds, all of our deeds, any bad intentions. And Lord, let our intentions radiate love, joy, peace, and happiness to all who are around us. Lord, let us be blessed so that when people come to us, they will say, what is it about you? What is it that seems to uplift everybody who's around? Someone told Pastor Benjamin a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, whenever I'm around you, I just feel so happy. You just are such a joyous being. Amen, amen, amen. So, Lord, there are many other blessings we could ask for, but, Lord, you know what's needed because you've got a blessing, Lord, that is coming to us. You've got a blessing. A move of God is on the way. Your move is heading toward us, Lord, and we know it is a blessing that is coming to us. And after Norman Hutchings leads his choir and singing God's Got a Blessing, without further introduction, you will be joined by Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. How about a say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
Pastor, your line is open.
Amen, amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I tell you, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. How about you? Is your soul crying out tonight? Why? Does God have a blessing with your name on it? Is the move of God, as far as you're concerned, is the move of God truly on the way? Or do you think God stopped by somewhere else and forgot about you? But, that's not true. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there at the right time, on time, because it's a time. It's a time, I tell you, over here, my soul is boasting in the Lord. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for his blood. God truly got a blessing with his name on it. I want to give honor to God and to Dr. Scott. And I thank God for another Thursday that we have come together to break bread in your hearing. For God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And this is the day that the Lord, he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I just feel good, good, good. Down in my very, very soul. Let's go to the Word of God in the book of Matthew, first book of the New Testament. Unless I know I have read from here before, but I feel led to go back and do it again. The fifth chapter of Matthew, starting with that very first verse. And I am reading from not reading from a King James Bible tonight. I am reading from my New Spirit-Filled Life Bible. So the words in there are slightly different from what our King James say, and I really should just go ahead on and get the King James Bible and read from it. But however, be that as it may, look at this. In the book of Psalms, and I believe that I turned in my Bible to the 147th division of Psalms, and I'm looking at that verse 11. And verse 11 says, "The Lord take pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy." I tell you, isn't that just a sweet little verse there? That to know that the Lord takes pleasure. I tell you, I told you, that he hadn't forgotten you, that the move of God is on the way, and God has a blessing with your name on it, because the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him. Now, we don't have the type of fear of the Lord that we don't trust him or we are afraid of him. We have a fear, the type of fear that we have towards the Lord is the fear that we love him and we trust him and we respect him and we reverence him. We give praise unto him and we bless his name. That is the fear that we have. The fear that we have is not that we want to bring shame or embarrassment to him or the body of Christ. So therefore, the Lord has pleasure in them that fear him. Those that don't want to bring a reproach upon the church of the living God, those that will say, for God I live, because I know that I can't do it any other way, that without him I can't do anything but fail. I become a failure. So therefore I have a fear that I don't want to let him down. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to hurt his feelings. I believe over in the book of Hebrews, if not Hebrews, it's Ephesians. I believe it's Hebrews. And it says that when we go against the obedience of God and become disobedient children to his word and what his word commands us to do and instructs us or tell us what to do, it says we crucify him afresh. We kill him again. Somehow we lost the fear that we kill him again. So therefore, in that psalm, the 147th division of Psalms, and that 11th verse, it says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. We know that the God that we are looking unto, that he is not a liar, that he stated in his word that his mercies are made new every morning. So we have a hope in his mercy. His grace and his mercy is there for us. Oh, children of God, don't lose the fear, the respect for God, the respect for the designated place that's called the house of God. I believe I heard Jamal Bryant say that he started his church service in a ballroom in Baltimore. Somebody would say, oh, how gross. In a barroom? Well, the bar was closed. The bar didn't open until Sunday afternoon. He had his service Sunday morning. Well, I know some of you really devout Christians would say, well, look at all those spirits that was in that club. And he went up in a club to have a church service. Look at the spirits that's in
God's house. I was told a story when I was a young girl that there was someone looking for the Lord. And so they went everywhere, not looking for the Lord. Let me correct that. They went looking for the devil. They went looking for the devil. And everywhere they went, to the club and to all of the places that you would think that the devil would be. We were told he was at the movie theater. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So therefore, we were told that the movie theater, that's where the devil resides. And all of these things was told to us. But the person went looking for the devil because I guess for whatever reason, they had to know that the devil was real. And everywhere they went, and they became so discouraged that they couldn't find him in all of the places that it was told that the devil resides. So the person decided to get dressed and visit the church. And it was there upon the steps of the church that she had an encounter with the devil. She said, I've been looking for you in all the wrong places. And here I come to the house of God, the sacred place. And here I find you on the steps to the church. So you see, the enemy is where the saints are because he wants to turn us away from the Lord. He's got those in the club. But he wants those of us that say we're sold out for Jesus. And when you're sold out for Jesus, you have that fear that I don't want to let him down. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to mess this up. He's bragging on me. He's depending on me to make it to the finish line. So the psalmist is saying here, the Lord take pleasure in those who fear him. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Tell God thank you for all that he is and all that he will continue to be. In those who hope in his mercy. I tell you, I am ready to close because that was just sweet and it was better than Campbell's. Good. And greater than Maxwell House. Good to the last drop. And things go better with a Coke. But I'll tell you, things go better with Jesus when you fear him. To the point that, not the fear that you're afraid of him. He's so meek and so humble, so gentle, so kind, so loving. But fear the fact that I don't want to. Someone wrote a song, said, I don't want to lose this good thing that I got, because if I do, I will surely lose a lot, because your love is better than any love I know. It's like thunder and lightning. Ooh. And then they said, I better knock on wood, but you better know that you know that you know that the Lord knocketh upon your door. And then he also told us, knock and it shall, the door shall be open. I don't want to lose this good thing. I that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've had my share of life's ups and downs, I tell you. But Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I hope that you're able to say the same thing, that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you. So hold on, a change is coming, for the move of God is on the way. Hope in Him, trust in Him, believe in Him, worship Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, bless His name, exalt Him. Because you have that fear, excuse me, because you have that fear, you can say, like the songwriter said, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, while troubles rise, I'll hasten to His throne. Why? Because I fear God. I love Him enough to hasten unto His throne. And the song goes, I'll hasten to His throne. And we have a song that I'll ask Doctor to play. My heart says yes, for you are welcome in this place. Because I have that fear, I love you and I welcome you, God, in this place. I was going into the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, and as I began to scroll back in my book, God sent me into this psalm and told me to speak on it for the moment, because someone needs to know. I know that the scripture does tell us that for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. That is the fear of the devil. He has not given us the fear of the devil to be afraid, but He has given us the spirit of love and of peace and of a sound mind. Yes, and because we have that spirit of love and peace and of a sound mind, we fear Him to the point where we love Him and we trust Him and we obey His command, His word. Oh, fear God in such a way that you just want to love on Him and love on Him and just bask in the Holy Spirit and just sit in your room, your closet. I don't know what your closet is. My closet is my car. I get in my car and I ride, and as I ride, I have no music on. I have nothing. I only can hear the tires bumping on the highway, and I just began to bless God. God began to bless me back. And I tell you, it's a love affair going on in the car. Well, He is welcome in that place. And I get in the place with Him, and He get in the place with me, and oh, No wonder the psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good. I tell you, I am excited. I am excited about the Christ, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yes. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just take him at his word. Rest upon his promise. Just to know what say the Lord. Trust him. Hope in him. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, yes, I will trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Amen. So I'm going to hope in the mercy of God. Come on, let's read this again. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Oh, my God. Isn't this so sweet? Isn't this some good meat here for his children? This 14th verse said, he makes peace in your border and fills you with the finest wheat. Ah, oh, my God, my God, my God. His word runs very swiftly. Oh, I'm telling you, you all just need to just read this in the King James, because I know the words are a little different from what I'm reading tonight from this Bible. Dr. Scott, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. This is the 149th division. Look here, the first verse is, sing to the Lord a new song and his praises in the assembly of saints. We are saints. Oh, my God, we are the saints of God because we fear him. So therefore, we have earned the right to be called a saint, a child of God. Ooh, let's do this one from the 149th Psalms. And that fourth verse says, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their bed. Let, verse number 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. I always hear Grandma Seymour say they're sharper than a two-edged sword. My God, this is just so good. The Word of God is just so good. And I want to get over here to the the fifth chapter of Matthew, and I am going to be closing the broadcast. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That's a promise, my God in heaven. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The meek have an inheritance. Come on, y'all. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." They fear God. And then fearing, they shall be filled. They shall inherit the earth. They shall have the kingdom of heaven. They shall receive all of these things. Those who have that fear that we were just reading about at 147th division of Psalms in verse 11. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Those that have that fear can be a partaker of what, thank you, Jesus, of what Matthew, the fifth chapter, is talking about. I didn't know what was going to be done with Matthew, the fifth chapter, so therefore he had me to talk about Psalms 147. It says, "The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy." And all of those that fear him and hope in his mercy, this is what's coming. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Here is your reward. Here is your pay. Here is what God is giving out to you. Here is what Jesus is doing here. He's letting you know, because of the fear that you have, the love that you have, the respect that you have for me, these gifts I reward you with. Blessed. Oh, I know some theologians will say, "What is she talking about? That don't connect. The devil is a lie. Whatever God connects, connects." Oh, bless his name. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." All this stuff is true. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God." Oh, my God. Ooh, you mean to tell me if I'm poor in spirit, I'm going to have the kingdom of heaven? You mean to tell me that if I mourn, that I'll be comforted? You mean to tell me that God is concerned about me mourning? That he's going to comfort me while I mourn? Oh, oof, how deep is this word? "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." This is the inheritance of this character here. And I believe it connects with the character back here that says that God takes pleasure in those who fear him. Woo-hoo. God love you, Jesus. Then it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, to want more of the Lord, who want that closeness with him, who want to walk with him and talk with him and just get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in God's word. Build a relationship with him. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, they shall receive what they hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what it says. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to see Jesus. Someone said, and look upon his face. Blessed are the peacemakers. Are you keeping the peace? Or are you raising hell right along with them? Are you trying to say it doesn't take all of that? Are you saying you don't have to be like that? You don't have to say things to hurt people's feelings. You don't have to be mean, violent, and vicious. You need to keep the peace. The Bible says in Proverbs that a soft word turns away wrath. It's how you say what you say that can either light a fire or keep a fire from lightning. Oh, bless his name. Or lighting. Oh, bless his name. For they shall be called the sons of God. That was blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I have read the Beatitudes for you tonight. Not an attitude, but the Beatitude that Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Woo! I thank you for being with us again for another Thursday program, just telling you of the goodness and the mercy of God. I feel good. And I hope that this word, when you hear it, will have the same effect on you that it is having on me. However way Dr. Scott sees to close out the service, in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Until we meet again, get ready for our anniversary service coming up October 20, 21, 22, and 23. I have four dynamic apostles that will be bringing the message nightly at 7 p.m. I won't say that the service is going to last an hour. However, the preacher, if they preach 15 minutes and stop, that's it. We are asking for a love offering, a donation, with an offering of a three, whether you give 3 cents or 3 million, 33 cents, 43 cents. $1.03, but the three must be included in your offering, 63 cents. However, to represent the 3 years, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that Dr. Scott, Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott, and Pastor Patricia Ann Benjamin have been on Block Talk Radio, and all finances, all love gifts, monetary love gifts, will be put in the bank, and it will go towards keeping us on Blog Talk Radio. It will also furnish some things for me that's needed for the gospel, like greeting cards and that sort of thing. We will pay for that out of that account. I don't preach for money, but money helped me preach. So we thank you in advance. Dr. Scott will give you the address to where you can make your money order or your check out to Glory United Ministry. He will give you the address. We also, I believe, have PayPal. So if you want to call us, he will give you the number to call, and you can do your PayPal and the monies, and you can get your receipt. Give us your address, and we will mail you a thank you and a receipt. To God be the glory. Amen.
You are welcome in your world.